Patriots Friday on a Thursday rolls on. Mutt and Lou, 93.7. WEEI, Pats host the Broncos Saturday night, divisional football, 8 o'clock, CBS, right there at Gillette Stadium. Gerard Mayo in the house before we get back to your phones. Get Gerard's take on this game. Gerard, Mike and Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, a couple weeks off here, a little bye week action. You feel healthier? Does the team get healthier? Is that bye week? How much does it help this time of year?
It's always helpful to get that first round bye because, like you said, you get guys back on the field. You get to work on the problem plays that, you know, that you've seen over the last couple of weeks and just get the team better.
When you played Tim Tebow the first time, it was tough, you know, trying to simulate going up against this type of guy. When you came out of that game, did he show you anything? Did you learn anything new about Tim Tebow? What were your thoughts? Were they any different?
I just think, you know, just getting a grasp of the whole entire offense, not just Tebow. You know, I think going into this game, we're a little more, you know, comfortable as far as, you know, knowing what to expect, knowing the type of players they have, knowing their strengths, and, you know, hopefully getting the job done.
Was he bigger? I mean, stronger as far as, like, tackling? There were some times it seemed like, you know, that first touchdown run, it's just, you know, you keep Julian Edelman basically is not going to show you the power that a guy like Tim Tebow has when he runs the ball.
he's a strong runner. You know, he's a strong runner. He's like a running back there as far as his running capabilities. And, you know, we did see that, and we know what to expect.
Did Coach show the tape of Rob missing that tackle in the backfield before Tebow went into the end zone this week?
We've seen a lot of tape this week, you know, to be honest with you. He did it last week. He's done it throughout the season. So, you know, we watched a lot of tape on Tebow in this offense.
You said last week, at least as a fan, it looked like Denver threw the ball a little bit more. As you guys watch Pittsburgh-Denver, Gerard, did you notice maybe some differences, some different wrinkles that Denver threw at the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, they're a game plan offense. You know, they changed their scheme based on who they're playing. And they did throw the ball a little bit more, you know, against the Steelers. But at the same time, you know, it was you know, mainly the same thing. The core of the offense was the same, you know, as it's been.
When you look at a game like that and you look at yourselves, I would imagine you sit there and say, well, matchups are key. You know, they'll attack Pittsburgh differently. Tough to run against that team. They did take shots down the field differently. How much can you learn because the styles are different between you and what the Pittsburgh Steelers offer defensively?
You can learn a little bit, you know, just as far as, you know, the plays that they're calling. But at the same time, like you said, you have to kind of implement your own scheme and what you do into the film pretty much, you know. Try to figure out how they will block, you know, your front, or how they will block, or how they will try to attack your coverage. So, you know, you have to take it, you know, take a little bit, but at the same time, you know, you're going to see something different in the game.
You talk about that discipline, you know, how for a linebacker, you've talked about that all year. Is it more so against an offense like this, where they try so much play action, they try that read option, Gerard, kind of making sure you stay in your lane and know your job?
Oh, definitely. You know, they run the ball, and all of a sudden they play action. That's all they're trying to do is, you know, try to influence the linebackers and influence the defensive backs. And you know, I know you watched the Pittsburgh game last week. You know, those guys started playing up so close to the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, boom, in overtime they just hit them for a deep touchdown, and it was like no one was in the middle of the field. So it was, you know, that's all they try to do is lull you to sleep. So everyone has to stay on top of their P's and Q's and get the job done.
You had a couple key losses defensively. Last time you guys played them, Patrick Chung wasn't there. Brandon Spikes wasn't there. That's a guy, Brandon Spikes, when you start talking about this rushing attack from Denver, you look back at that, that's a guy you probably really missed. It's probably going to mean a lot to have him back in this matchup.
Yeah, it's always good, you know, getting guys back healthy. And Spikes and Chung are two good players for us, and it's good to have them back.
You've been talking all year about communication. I wonder, Gerard, where you think this communication is for your defense heading into this playoff game on Saturday.
I think it's pretty good, you know. But at the same time, it's hard to really simulate, you know, the noise and the things that go on during the regular game. And like they say, when those real boots are flying, it gets a little different out there on the football field. So we'll see come Saturday.
You know, the last couple of years haven't ended well for this team. How much do you look at that and say, you know, this is a playoffs right now. I got to feel a win here. It's been a couple years now. You've been in the league a few years, but that's got to start to wear on you as far as getting victories in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone has that sense of urgency. You can feel it, you know, at the practice. You can feel it at practice. You can feel it in the meeting rooms and things like that. That this team has a sense of urgency and we're ready to go out there and perform well.
You got some young guys on this team. This is now your third playoff game here. What do you tell these guys about playoff football, Gerard? What do you say to reinforce how important this game is on Saturday?
To be honest with you, there's nothing I really can say. To be honest with you, I haven't won a playoff game since I've been here. But I'm just trying to listen to everything Coach Belichick has to say and try to apply it to our defense into this game.
You said last week that practices really haven't changed, you know, as far as from last year to this year. You say the same thing today. I mean, do you start to sense a different attitude heading into the playoffs than maybe you would on, say, week 12?
You know, like I said, the sense of urgency there. Yeah. You know, we have to win. You know, either you win and you continue to play, or you lose and you go home. So I think guys are ready to go.
You like this Saturday night spot? I know that we talked some guys this week about the primetime game versus the Sunday game. You guys are the game. It's the storyline this week. It's Patriots against Tebow. You like that on Saturday night?
To be honest with you, I don't care what time or where we play or anything like that. I'm the type of guy, you know, go out. When I was a young kid, I would go out in the backyard and play by myself if I had to. So it doesn't really matter to me.
I know you were on the defensive side of the ball, but Josh McDaniels, new face, walking around that week. Has he been pretty involved with the team as far as, you know, being on the field or in practices?
To be honest, I've been so focused on trying to get this defense together, I haven't even really noticed any difference.
Gerard, Saturday night, a lot of people excited for. Appreciate the time here today. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
There he is, Gerard Mayo, Patriots linebacker.